Hey guys, welcome back to TSF Talk. It's your boy Rob.
It's your boy Blee. Welcome back, everybody.
Yes, sir. Today we had the honor of interviewing a young superstar, Michael Campion, who plays Jackson Fuller in Netflix's Fuller House. It was like a complete honor to talk to Michael. He's such a humble, like young man. He's 17 years old. And if you hear him talk, like I was so like impressed of how like mature he is. He was super super humble, super nice. It was like cool hearing stories of how close the cast is, like actually is, not only on the show but off the show as well. And yeah, it was like a really fun interview. I asked Brandon, I was literally blown away right when we finished. Like I couldn't even talk. I was just so impressed. Like this interview like hit different, and like each interview has been amazing. It keeps getting better. But yeah, this one just like it's literally Fuller House. You know what I mean? Everyone's grown up on Full House, now Fuller House. To actually talk to Michael was just like complete honor. He blew me away, bro. Like an amazing kid right there. What do you think, Brandon?
For sure, bro. Michael is incredible, dude. Super humble, like super nice. Honestly, wasn't expecting it to go so well, like the way it did. Like, actually, no, I lied. I was expecting it to go well, and it did go very well. He was super cool, man. Like super nice. You could tell he's a genuinely great person all around. And like you said, that's gonna be a catchphrase on this channel, on this podcast from here on out. It keeps getting better and better. All these podcasts and episodes, bro, they just, all these incredible guests we keep having on the shows are just phenomenal people and great for their work on screen or for whatever they do, and even better people, like, to be honest. Just Michael is an incredible person, super fun to talk to, and I just had an incredible time. So, yeah, like Rob said, we hope you guys enjoy it. You know, we hope you guys enjoy the interview. For us, we're incredible Full House and Fuller House fans, so we definitely enjoyed this, and we hope you guys do too.
Yeah, we hope you guys enjoy, and I just want to give a shout-out to Anthony Turk of Turk Entertainment PR, who's been, like, amazing to work with. Shout-out to Anthony right there, and another shout-out to Michael. Yeah, he literally left me speechless, man. I was literally, like, so in the moment. I enjoyed it so much. It, like, made me happy. It made my heart happy, and... Like, I'm looking forward to, like, talking to him again and to one day, like, us meeting up with him. And, yeah, I hope you guys enjoy this interview.
For real. Yeah, I love what you said, man. Hopefully we'll have him again soon. And real quick, I just have to shout out, you know, Full House and Fuller House, repping the Bay Area right here. San Fran, baby.
Chef Curry. Yeah.
Chef Curry, baby. Yee. Yee.
Hey, what's up, guys? You know, we always talk about Vicky Bakery here on the Sports Flame at TSF Talk. We just want to remind you guys to go to VickyBakery.com as we're shipping nationwide croquetas and pastelitos de guayaba, pastelitos de queso, pastelitos de guayaba and queso. And also, while you're on VickyBakery.com, you could also, like, check which location is, like, nearest to you.
Yeah, speaking of locations, you know, Vicky Bakery is still following all mandatory guidelines and rules just to make sure everyone's safe while they check out Vicky Bakery. So, we assure you that everyone's going to be safe and everything's going to be handled accordingly. So you guys have nothing to worry about.
For sure. You'll be safe. Go to any location that's near you. Go to their website to order nationwide. And yeah, thank you to Vicky Bakery. Guess who it is.
What's up, Michael?
Hi, how you doing?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Doing great, man. Nice to have you here.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, thank you for taking the time, man. Welcome to TSF Talk.
Yeah, perfect.
Hey, Michael. Yeah, so pretty much, you know, the way the interview is going to pretty much go, we're going to ask you a couple of questions about you and your career, and it should run pretty smoothly. It's pretty straightforward, just a couple of questions about you, and it should be fun, man. I'm super excited to have you on, actually.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm excited, too.
Yeah. So, by the way, how are you, you know, during this whole time with the quarantine and everything going on?
Yeah, it's been, you know, everyone's been kind of struggling a little bit. Luckily, I am in California with my mom and we're both safe. And it's just been really slow. You know, boring is the word I'm going to use here for sure. Yeah. What about you guys?
No, thank God. Like, we've been good, man. I'm home with my family. I can't complain. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, exactly. I can't complain. You know, I'm just glad I'm in a situation where I'm safe at least.
Yeah, exactly. Same here, man. Yeah. Thank God, you know, we're all doing well here, my family. It's just funny because the other night I saw a couple of my family members and they're like, You look super pale because I haven't gone outside and
I know. I'm so white right now. It's bad.
It's incredible, man. But yeah, you know, thank God everyone's doing good. So we can't complain at all. Like you said, that's the important thing.
Exactly.
All right, Rob, you want to start us off?
Yes, sir. Let's do it. All right. So we're going to start you off here. So tell us about someone or something that inspired you to want to become an actor.
Well, when I was 5 years old, I went into a community theater called the Magic Curtain in Orlando, Florida. That's where I'm from. I'm from Florida. And literally, it was like love at first sight. I loved acting so much. I just got to like be myself because I'm naturally very extroverted. I love performing. And it was this great like catalyst for me. So I think that was like the moment that I knew. I think over the years, I've gotten more inspiration from different actors. But at the time, I didn't really know. You know, I was just sort of, I was five. So I have begun to really look up to, well, my goodness, there's so many. I really look up to Keanu Reeves as an inspiration. Just
wow.
Maybe not so much as an actor, because to be honest with you, I don't love a lot of his movies, but I just him like as a person and how he carries himself. And like, I think I want to be at that level and I just want to be that way. That would be so great.
Right. That's awesome, man. That's great to hear. Keanu Reeves is definitely a legend. He has had so many great movies, and you know, you hear your celebrities all the time talk about him and say he's an incredible person. I think that's a good person to look up to.
Yeah, he's so humble, and I try to be as much as I can as well.
For sure.
That's amazing to hear that, man.
Yeah, I also love that you mentioned you're from Orlando, Florida. Like, we're from Miami, so we go to Orlando like super often, and we love the theme parks, and it's so great up there.
Yeah, my mom used to work at Disney. She was the fairy godmother there for many years. Yeah, it was awesome.
Wow, that's incredible, man.
Yeah.
All right, Michael. So the next question, talk to us a little bit about how you landed the role of Jackson Fuller on Fuller House.
Well, I was 12 and I was in Florida. I was just doing a self-tape. Is where they give you the script and then you have to put the whole scene on tape and then send it out to the casting directors.
Right.
Essentially, I booked it off of that self-tape, but at first I didn't know what the project was because they didn't tell me anything. They was like, oh, untitled sitcom, until like the fourth callback, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is like Fuller House. Like, I don't know what the heck I've gotten myself into here. And then I at the very last audition, they had me fly out to California to see them at Warner Brothers Studios. Wow. And I went in the room, I did my audition, there was like one other kid there, he did his thing. They called me back in the room and literally they were like, okay, you got the job. You start tomorrow. Here's a script. And like my life just was like on a 24-hour turnaround. I basically got my hair cut. Like, my very first scene was with John Stamos. I was just like so nerve-wracked. It was crazy. And my life has literally never been the same since. It's taken a complete different path. It's great. I love it.
Wow. That's incredible how quick things could change from one day to the next. Like,
so
that's such
fast.
A great story.
Yeah, it's crazy.
All right, so what's it like being part of arguably the most loved like TV franchise of all time?
Well, thank you. That means a lot. I, you know, Full House was really, really popular, and you know, I think Fuller House has definitely lived up to the Full House name. And honestly, it's been such an honor. I mean, to be a part of this, like, legacy. I mean, out of everyone like me, that's just so crazy to me that I sometimes literally have to like pinch myself. Like, I'll be driving past Warner Brothers and be like, oh my gosh, like I work there. And it's a blessing, it's an honor, and I really feel like we did the show justice. And now that it's over, you know, people can look forward to a Fullest House. Who knows? Hey, that would be
yeah
great.
Definitely.
There we go. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So in addition to like Rob's question, you know, what was it like working with such a legendary cast of actors? And we know the show has a huge element of family to it, and we can imagine it was a huge family offset as well, right?
Yeah, we were like a second family. I mean, all the chemistry that you see on the screen is so real. Like, that's actually how we all interact with each other. And you know, we'll go and like we'll have dinner sometimes. We'll go and hang out. And as for like the legacy cast, that's what we call like John Stamos and Bob Saget and everything. Gotcha. The original adults, I mean, I didn't get to work with them as much just because they were only on as like guests once in a while. But they're so awesome. All of them are so amazing. I've never been on a set where everyone has that level of chemistry, that level of respect. And it was like smooth sailing, because you hear horror stories about different sets and different and so much drama. This was like the golden standard everyone wanted to be at. So I'm just like, whoa, this is great. Yeah.
That's awesome to hear. It makes everyone's job easier. And then it makes it more enjoyable for you guys as well as actors, knowing that you're a family on set, but offset as well.
Exactly.
All right. So are there any onset moments that stand out? And are there any behind the scenes moments that stand out?
Onset. Wait, I'm sorry. What was the first part?
So like, are there any onset moments that like stand out? Like any like really good onset memories?
Yeah. Right. Like scenes and all that. Yes, for sure. We were in, we shot an episode in Japan, and we flew there for 2 weeks, which was the craziest ever. I can't even explain like what a culture shock that was, you know, being able to first of all, going in there like with the cast and just exploring this foreign country was great. But seeing like it was like a life-changing thing, because you got to see how these other people interacted. That was the first time I'd ever flown anywhere outside of the US. And they're so respectful. They are very quiet and like to themselves, and they like pick up at like, I like there were no homeless people, no graffiti, no trash on the ground. I think America could definitely take a few notes, but like that was that was definitely one of my favorite like on set moments, being there in Japan. But behind the scenes and all that, I think my fondest memories are just goofing off with my castmates, especially me and Andrea. Okay, so Andrea is the one who plays Kimmy on the show, and she has a son in real life who would come over, especially when we were shooting during the summer. And I had so much fun. On my lunch break, we would go out and like on the Warner Brothers lot, they had all these like facade buildings that you could just like go into, because that's like where they would shoot stuff. And we would just explore these like abandoned buildings and like climb up to the roof and like eat our lunch there. Wow. And we just goof off and like we'd steal like the Fuller House golf carts and drive around. So I love getting into trouble with them. That was great.
Man, that's awesome.
Awesome, man.
All right, so now that we're getting to the fun side of things, you know, who would you consider the class clown of Fuller House?
The class clown of Fuller House. Okay. Hands down, 100%. Dave, the one who plays Joey on the show.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%. Like, if you see him in the show, that's his exact personality in real life. He makes all his fart jokes. He makes all his fun. He's just so funny. Everyone loves to be around him. I love Dave, for sure. Hands down.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Yeah, he's a legend, man.
Yeah.
Oh, dang, we didn't see you there. Hey, do you like fitness apparel?
Do you like protein powders and fitness supplements?
Well, then we know the place for you.
Yes,
guys,
sir.
We've partnered with FNX Fit, who is a fitness apparel brand. They also have, like Rob said, protein powder and fitness supplements for all your fitness needs. Be sure to check them out on social media, on Instagram, at FNX_fit.
Yes, sir. Make sure to head to FNXFit.com and use code TSF15. For 15% off all orders on FNX Fit.
Y'all know what to do. Check them out. Get that discount code in. And we appreciate all the love and support as always. Peace out, y'all.
Get big.
Hey. So we spoke about, you know, the whole family element on Full House and Fuller House. So I kind of saw this relation, you know, from the original and then now in this new show. So we saw how special the sibling element was in Fuller House with DJ and Stephanie and then Kimmy becoming like a sister to them. So it was interesting to see how Ramona becomes like a sister to your character, Jackson, Max, and Tommy. So, you know, what are your thoughts on that and how that all transpired throughout the show and as the show went on?
Right. Yeah, in the beginning, we were definitely sort of frenemies. And then we naturally progressed to this, like, sibling relationship. And it's really funny because that's kind of how it happened in real life, too, because we didn't, like, really know each other. We were just sort of, you know, easing into it. And then, you know, we definitely have that like sibling rivalry for sure in real life and on set. So it was very easy to play that whole transition. But yeah, I mean, I think that the writers took inspiration from real life in general. They actually, in the very beginning, they rewrote my character because he was more of like an Uncle Jesse, like cool type. And then they saw how I act as a person and they liked that. So they made Jackson sort of more outgoing and goofier and more, you know, less serious, I guess. So I think that they took inspiration from how Sony and I interact with each other and how Elias and I interact with each other, the one who plays Max on the show. And they definitely wrote in moments that actually happened in real life. So if you see some of the episodes, well, obviously a lot of it is embellished, but like some of it's actually grounded in truth, which I think is really fun. Yeah.
All right, so how grateful are you to have such a loyal fan base?
I can't even tell you how grateful I am. Like it's insane how loyal the fans are from the beginning. I mean, we have like this 30-year fan base and we're still acquiring new fans, you know, from Fuller House. And I think that the show is just so wholesome and people want to see this content because it you know, it makes them feel good. Like it's like a feel good kind of show, that they just stick around for the long haul, and they love, you know, seeing the cast interact with each other, and they love these characters, and they're so well written. And I mean, hey, you guys are the best. I love you all so much, and you're so respectful. You're great. Love you.
Well, thank you, man. We love you guys.
We love you guys. Yeah, it brings happiness and laughter, you know.
For sure.
Yeah.
I love that you mentioned, you know, all the, you know, the touching and loyal fans, you know, because I actually finished watching Fuller House a couple of days ago, like the final season. And dude, I literally told my friend Gabby, and I actually told Rob as well, I was on the verge of bawling my eyes out. Like it had such a special place in my heart. When I finished watching, I was like, bro, no way. I was like crying.
Yeah. We were all crying pretty hard at the end too. It was really sad. Yeah.
All right, so we kind of like mentioned this earlier, like a Fuller's House. So is there any chance we see a Fuller's House sometime in the future?
I think that the more likely option is that you'll see like a Fuller House, maybe like a Christmas special or like a movie or something like that. I would love there to be a Fuller's House. I mean, truly, that would be just the complete like trilogy. It would be great. I don't know anything about that. That's very far away. But there have been, I've been hearing, you know, some stuff in the background, some background noise, maybe of people like Warner Brothers talking about, hey, maybe like we'll bring Fuller House back for like a special or something. Oh, so
let's go.
That's awesome. That's more likely. Yeah.
Oh man, I can't wait. Hopefully that comes to life. You know,
that would be great. I would love that. Seriously.
Definitely. All right, so in addition to being an actor, we also found out you're a magician. So we know you're working, if we're not mistaken, at Magic Castle in Hollywood. So yeah. Is that something you can see yourself doing in the long haul, or is it just more of a hobby thing?
Oh, man. I've been doing magic for 8 years now. So I started – wow. Sorry. It's been 9 years, actually. I'm 17. Yeah, I've been doing it for a while, and I love it so much. I don't think it's something I'm going to make into a career, but it's definitely a serious hobby for me. Now that I'm at this place, okay, also for the people who don't know what the Magic Castle is, it's a I'm gonna use the word club. It's a club for magicians, but it's also a place where people can go that they have to get invited to. They have a very special dress code. It's a mansion, but it's like an old Victorian mansion directly in the middle of Hollywood, where you can go have dinner and brunch or whatnot, and you can explore this like mansion looking thing, and they have all these showrooms where you can watch magicians perform, kind of like a comedy club. But it's way cooler and a much cooler experience just because it's so exclusive. So now that I'm in there, I get to perform on the weekends. And honestly, I think I'm gonna stick with this as long as I can, because I love it. I love it, and it's just such a great selling point and such a cool skill to have. I mean, like, who? How many people get to say they work at the Magic Castle? You know, that's crazy.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Hopefully I could check it out one day, man.
For real.
Yeah, I'd love for you guys to come. That'd be great.
All right, so this next question. So I'm a huge, like, Dancing with the Stars fan. And obviously there's, like, connections, like, to Full House and Fuller House. So if you were ever asked, like, would you consider being on the show?
Oh, my gosh. I've been asked this question before. And, I mean, as much as I want to say yes, I'm so bad at dancing. It's not even funny. It's like they literally wrote it into the show how bad I am at dancing, because I don't even know. I just don't know how to move my body in a way that's like appealing. I've tried. I have a funny story. So we were doing there's so many dances in Fuller House, first of all, but every time I went to go, practice for these dances, I would be in my dressing room, like trying to do it while everyone else was just like, yeah, you know, like, well, you know, we're just doing our thing. I was getting so stressed out. One time, like, I was 12 at this point. I got stressed out to the point of tears because I could not do it. So, if it happened, I would have to magically be a better dancer. If they had like a singing version of that, I definitely would. I love singing, so hey. I would definitely do that. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I want to give a shout out to Juan Pablo actually really quick, because he was on the Dancing with the Stars a couple of seasons ago and he absolutely like killed it.
Juan Pablo crushed it. I don't know how he didn't win. Yeah, that's crazy to me. But yeah, he got tens on every single one. That's crazy.
Literally, he looked like a pro out there.
He's a pro. Definitely a pro.
Real quick, I actually want to mention, you know, they mentioned singing, and in the final season, I believe we saw you singing, and it was honestly incredible. I was like, wow, like, that's the last thing I expected to see from you on the show.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I kind of grew up with like musicals, like musical theater and everything, so I kind of have a background in that.
Wow, that's super cool, man.
Thank you.
All right, so we're getting down to probably our last two questions here. So we are a sports channel at the end of the day. So we wanted to ask you, are you a big sports fan? And if so, what's your favorite sport and why?
What's your favorite sport and why? Okay. Well, I didn't really grow up like playing sports, because I never went to like a high school or a normal school in general, just because I've been homeschooled for, you know, acting and all that. Mm-hmm. But I do. Okay. I don't like watch sports religiously, but I will tell you that when I'm with my dad, he has he's like a board member for UCF football, like college football. And so we get to have like the best seats. We get to like meet all the people. We get to go down on the field, and it's so cool. I like being at the place. I don't necessarily love watching it on TV. I mean, I like it if there's like a party situation, but I wouldn't just sit down and watch it myself. Football, right. Like college football for sure. And if not that, I do love watching soccer. I would watch that alone. That's so entertaining to me. But yeah, soccer and football. And football only if I'm there.
Yeah, gotcha, that's awesome. Man. No, shout out to UCF, man.
Yeah,
for real. Real quick, I want to mention UCF was actually my dream school, and I was really considering going there when I got into college. So, because I love Orlando so much, and then I went on campus, and it's huge. I absolutely love the school.
Yeah. My dad went there. My sister went there. It's a great school. I would go if I wasn't acting right now, to be honest with you. So, yeah.
Nice.
All right, Michael. So, where do you hope to see yourself in 5 years?
In 5 years, I wish I had a clear answer. But where I want to be, I think in the next 5 years, I want to start shifting to more like dramatic roles, just because I've been doing the sitcom for so long. I think that my acting really shines when I'm doing more dramatic stuff. I definitely want to keep going to the Magic Castle. I want to live out here full time. I mean, I'm going to be 18 in like a month, pretty much. Hey, so I'll be buying a house. Thank you. Yeah, yeah. I'll be buying a house out here. Basically living out here full time, doing magic and acting, but more dramatic towards acting.
Gotcha, man. That's awesome to hear.
That's awesome to hear. So, all right. So before we let you go, so we have a tradition here on TSF Talk. So my family actually owns like a chain of Cuban bakeries here in Miami. It's called Vicky Bakery. So we would love to ship you some pastries from the bakery and some croquettes.
No way. Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
No, yeah.
I would love that. That sounds amazing.
Awesome, man. No, yeah, we hope you enjoy it.
Oh my gosh, you just blew my mind. I didn't know what you were gonna. I was not expecting that at all. That's great. Wait, how far can they ship? Because like I live all the way on the other side of the country.
Yeah, actually, like we're shipping nationwide right now. So
wow,
we'll get to you for sure.
That's great. Oh my gosh, thank you. That means a lot to me. That's awesome.
Not yeah, for sure.
It's a huge Miami tradition here, man. Everyone like down here loves Vicky Bakery. Everyone goes there for breakfast and whatnot. We all love it here. So I know.
Oh my god!
I know for a fact you're gonna love it without a doubt.
Next time I'm down in Miami, I'm gonna hit up Vicky. Wait, you said Vicky Bakery? Vicky.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Bakery.
Yeah. So yeah. We love that you mentioned that because we're actually gonna tell you if you ever happen to come to Miami, man, we would love to. You know, feel free to give us a call. We'll show you around and even take you to Vicky Bakery with us. That'll be great.
That would be great. Yeah. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
For sure.
Not for sure, man.
Well, Michael, you know, thank you so much, man. We're pretty much done with the interview. We had an awesome time talking to you. You're a great person. And it was honestly a great time.
Well, thank you guys for having me. Yeah. Seriously, you guys, this has been one of my favorite interviews ever. You guys are just so charismatic. I love it.
Oh, thank you, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you so much, like, for all the happiness you bring to our homes and, yeah, for taking the time again today, man. It was a blast. We hope to talk to you again soon.
Yeah, I'll see you guys around. Maybe at the bakery. Why not?
Let's do it.
All right. You guys have a good day.
You too, man. Take care. Right, God bless.
All right, guys. Thanks for watching on YouTube, and thanks for listening wherever you listen to the TSF Talk. It was an honor to interview Michael. And I know whoever listens to this, you're going to love the interview. And make sure to check out Michael on Instagram, at Michael Campion, and on Twitter, @_MichaelCampion. And yeah, like I said before, you can watch this on YouTube. Just search for the sports name. And now Brandon's gonna tell you where you can listen to TSF Talk.
Yeah, like Rob said, now we're gonna start posting pretty much all of our celebrity interviews on YouTube in addition to our podcast TSF Talk. Mm-hmm. Which you could check out TSF Talk on Pocket Cast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Anchor, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Overcast, and Radio Public. Remember, like Rob said, be sure to subscribe and rate us wherever you watch us. And we really appreciate all the love and support you guys give us.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. Like, thanks again for listening. Thanks to Michael. Thanks to Brandon. We keep killing it and it keeps getting better, man.
For sure, bro. Rob, you know how we do, man. Much love around here.
For sure, bro. No, yeah, always, man. But yeah, thank you guys again for listening. It's your boy, Rob.
It's your boy, Blee. Peace out, everybody.
Yeah!